Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening in the forum. And no matter where you're listening from, I want to say welcome to the remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad to have everybody in the house tonight, and so good to have everybody here. Yeah. Welcome to the remix, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. It's Sunday night. Can you believe it? It is May the 4th, 2014. Of course, you are live in the remix. I want to tell you about the call-in instructions. So no matter where you're listening from all over the world, if you want to come on over and join us, you certainly can. So let me give you some directions on how you can get yourself here, how you can come join us in the forum, and how you can be a part of the share tonight. All you have to do is 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. Lock it in because it's the remix number. If you're calling from an international country and you want to get locked in, all you have to do, 646-652-2711, is going to get you there. As well as you're more than welcome to come on over and join the remix family in chat. So let me give you some cosmic directions to get you over. www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, the remix is going to get you here. Now, once you come into the chat room, you'll be a guest. And if this is your very first time for joining us in the remix, I certainly want to say welcome. Welcome to you as a guest joining us. All you have to do is sit down and sign up, click the button, sign up, tell us who you are, and you can come on in and chat with the remix family. If you're an international listener as well, or you just want to use Skype, you can also Skype in and listen as well. So I want to give some big shout outs to everyone who's joining us in the forum tonight. And thank you so much for your patience in being here and showing up and bringing your beautiful energy as you always do. I want to remind you that tonight's share, as well as all of the remix shares, are available on download 24 hours, 7 days a week, on demand. You can get them. So you can never miss a remix show. Like, you can always be tuned in and tuned out. You can always do that. I want to say give a very, very special shout out to our guest who joined us Friday night. It was the remix for us, and she was a writer, an author. The sister AB, who also is Alberta, came by to share some of her magic with us in a very honest, in a very canning way, a very open, loving way. Amazing sister that writes underneath paranormal and fantasy writing. See some big things for this sister out there, as well as the rest of the remix family. And she was calling all the way from London, and she shared some love with the remix family. Very, very special. All the shows, all of the people who come, you know, we're just like this. We're just ordinary people. We're ordinary magical people coming together doing some really magical shit. So welcome to the remix, everyone. So glad to have everybody in the house tonight. Of course, you know, Brother Bilal is going to be joining us from Bilal the Experience in just a moment as we get ready to get started. I want to talk about a couple of things before we get started. One, it's Sunday night, so you know what happens on Sunday night. Kim Deck orders go out. If you don't know what the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck is, where in the world or where in the planet have you been? You need to get it. Everything's available in the show notes. You just go to www.msblueblast.com/cards and you can get it. And don't forget about the audio workbook as well. Amazing things. I hear everything as well from all of you guys. That's going well as well. So I'm just super, super excited to be here tonight and to talk about our share tonight because there's so much going on, so much going on. I want to ring the bell. I got to ring the bell. I just need to ring the bell. And that bell is for everyone who is self-invested. And welcome to our new members who are also self-invested as well. Welcome to being part of the self-invested group. We meet on Saturdays and we get it in a big way. We did some magical things on Saturday too. Real fun share as well. So it was good to have everybody there and presence as well. So peace and love to everyone out there as we get ready to get started. We're about to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to jam a little bit as I begin to get ready to get into the share. Mathematics of Life is what Brother Bilal is going to be coming on talking about, as well as myself. We're going to be doing it together and just doing it in a big way. I am so glad that all of you are here with us and many of you guys on the phone lines there. You there on the phone lines as well as in the chat room. So welcome to the remix tonight. It's always great to have you in the forum. It's always great to have here. I want to talk about this because you'll notice that a lot of this energy is coming up. In fact, it came up on Friday's night show. And I want to talk about the Archangel Michael. And also, I'll say to our brother Michael, who embodied that energy of the Archangel Michael, that a lot of this energy is coming up. As you know, right now, we're still in that energy, depending what hemisphere you are, of the bell tone, the bell tail energy. And the bell tail energy happens a couple of times of the year. So it happens, it kind of falls in between a lot of other energy that's going on. So bell tail energy happens right around from the 1st of May through the 5th of May, and then it comes again in November. These are major gateway openings where this energy is, and it has a lot to do with the Archangel Michael. So I want you to think about the Archangel Michael. I want you to think about this is the time to begin to focus what you want to work on, focus what's in your heart, focus where your passion is, focus these things that have to do with you and what you find yourself connected to and passionate about. It's really the time that most of us will begin planting seeds so that we can have those harvests as they begin to come up later. And so when we start to talk about the energy of the Archangel Michael, we definitely know that the Archangel Michael really, really connects with a lot of energy when it comes to trust, when it comes to tapping into that divine energy. In fact, the name Michael in Hebrew means who is as God. So it really is that God-like, goddess-like energy. It is that energy that sort of rise itself all above. And right now, what the message that is going on with all of the spirits and all of the angels out there in the cosmos is all you need is one archangel right now. And that archangel is the Archangel Michael. It is an excellent time to really begin to work with the Archangel Michael. All you need right now is one archangel. One archangel right now, one archangel to begin to work with. Some powerful energy that's going on. We're going to get more into that. during the share here. We're going to get ready to play this song, and we're going to be playing this song for our brother, Michael. We're going to hear Baby Blue first, but Ashe to our brother Michael. We're going to play this song for our brother Michael as we get ready to get into the air and welcome our brother, Brother Bilal, to the platform tonight. And here we go, here we go. So we're going to hear a little Baby Blue, and then we're going to get into
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So here we go. All right, everyone, you want to get yourself up and get ready to jam to this dedicated to our brother, Michael Ashe.
One time. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things, the sun did pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip, writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledge it, leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I ducked, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rat to the death of it. So everybody come on, little niggas is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now. Yo, all I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, yo. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand and wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got
they work and complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sinner. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, light a load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy. I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
That's it, everyone. That's Nas, and All I Need is One Mic. And that's dedicated, Ashe, to our brother Michael Jackson, because all we need is one mic. Peace and greetings to everyone. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix tonight. We're going to go ahead and get ready to bring Brother Bilal on. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the mathematics of life. Before Brother Bilal comes on, I want to let everybody know, especially all of our family who is out there on the West Coast. I believe that's the West Coast. That's out there, L.A., that Brother Bilal will be going out to L.A., and he's going to be doing a very special event. It's going to be sponsored by the Perfect Union Wealth Center, the Brother Dietrich, who came on, as well as the remix, myself, Miss Blue. We're going to be sponsoring. He's going to be going out to L.A. This is going to be an opportunity for you to have a one-on-one experience with Brother Bilal and at the Perfect Wealth Center with Brother Dietrich and the whole family out there. But this is something he's going to open up to the whole Remix family out there to have a special experience day that's going to be held, I believe, on June the 4th while he's out there. Now, if you're interested in going, maybe having a personal read, one of the soul alignment readings or some of those special things, or attending this event, then you'll need to contact Brother Bilal. It seats are going to be very, very limited, and that's going to be no joke because this is definitely going to be an experience. So it's going to be very limited. If you think you're interested, you're going to be out that way in that area, you want to get all the details, contact Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And he'll be sending out the details this week to let you know how you can come and you can have the experience. And it's going to be on June the 5th, actually. My apologies. Yeah. Yeah, June the 5th. So June the 5th, you'll get all the details of the date. So you'll have all that clarification. All of that will be worked out. He'll send you all of that information. So email, you live out in that area. And if you live in that area, and you'll be able to, meet Brother Bilal in person, and you'll be able to experience that. And this is kind of a first kickoff of a lot of big thing that we talked about for the whole Remix family that's coming up. So really, really special things are going on. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the mathematics of life and with Brother Bilal as he gets ready to join us here. So let's go ahead and bring Brother Bilal on. There he is. All right. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal. Welcome.
Good evening, Remix family. Miss Blue, how are you doing?
Wonderful, you hear me? How are you?
I'm good, good. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice charged up night, a lot going on. How's everybody?
Everybody is great, the whole family, everybody in the chat room, on the phone line, sending up hearts and love as well. So everything is going great. We are certainly glad to be here in the house tonight. And I'm excited about our share. We're going to be sharing with everyone tonight. We're going to be talking about the mathematics of life 1183.
I tell you what, everybody have to be real patient with me because we know this is not our best subject.
Right?
You know, in school, everybody say, man, I hate math, man. But look, I'm hoping we could do a live mathematical equation tonight.
All
right, so we gonna like get it in. But we just gonna be like mathematics 101. All right, so mathematics of life. What's going on with everybody? Sending shots out to all the family, International Remix family. Love you guys. And how are you today, Miss Blue, before we get started? How's everybody?
Oh, I'm wonderful, nice and relaxed and good to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would need an ink pen. You want to take some notes because we will be breaking some stuff down tonight. So let me see where we start at here. Work with me. Okay. Now, I'll tell you, but the Mathematics of Life is the subtitle to my book, Problem Number 13. Okay, this been with me for a while. Mathematics of life, and this was also my love with numerology, because you know once I figured out you know everything was communicating with numbers, I really learned more mathematics out of school than I did in school, if that make any sense. So, but the book even problem number 13. I got to a point in my life where I had realized it was no such thing as problems. All right?
Yes.
Only solutions. So I want you to picture your life without problems. So this is the one thing that brought me to problem number 13. Okay, and this was actually an equation out of the problem book. But I had to do for myself, I had to step back and really look at what I was causing, what problems I thought I had at that time. That's when I realized it was only a perception of what I was going through. All right, so we working through this.
So
listen, because this is a real complicated issue because it's hard to convince somebody that they don't have a problem.
That's
what's so challenging about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's very challenging for me to say this and then you to look at the world on a perception of what you see on TV and outside your damn door. I can't tell you it's not a problem. But everything in life is mathematics. Everything is numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to stop at some point and figure out something is not adding up. And this is why tonight I was inspired to do Mathematics of Life, the science of numbers and magnitude. Listen, mathematics is also the science of patterns and relationships.
Yes.
Why is this so important? And why are so many of us challenged in school with mathematics? The laws of nature are written in the language of mathematics. Listen. Every law in nature is written in the language of mathematics. Even for you brothers and sisters that read the Bible, you have Matthew. Do you realize Matthew was the so-called Esau Jesus mathematics? That's what Matthew represents. It's really Matt E. Will. If you look at the word mathematics, you see Matthew. That's the mathematics of the wheel. So tonight we looking at math at all of these things, because math covers everything. So now look how mathematics sound like the human being, the being you are, because math is constantly growing, creating, and it's also a dynamic field for everything you can't see is connected to mathematics. Everything that showed up in your life is a formula of mathematics.
Yes.
Okay, and I really want to lay this foundation, because math also reflects all beauty in the universe. That's how they get university, because mathematics is the university of beauty.
Yes.
So math ultimately becomes the mirror of nature.
Yeah,
it's the mirror of nature.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to add that, you know, Baby Blue is applying for a lot of universities, and I don't care what test you take at a university, they are interested in how well you do in math.
Yeah, because everything is concerned with you adding things up.
That's right. How well can
everybody realize is something not adding up?
Yes.
Oh, have we come to realize these things yet? And I promise you what I just said, math is the mirror of nature. This is how nature mirrors itself through mathematics. Who is that? Fibonacci?
Yeah.
The Fibonacci sequence. His name is world renowned because he stopped and took time to count the petals on the flowers.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't create winds. I didn't say he created the petals on the flower. He stopped, took time, and counted the petals on the flower and noticed a certain pattern that nature was developing. So this is the start, the sequences of natural life. So we, now think about it, we are so powerful that we defy the law of sequences of natural life. Think about that. Let me bring you so you can really understand this mathematics I'm talking about. Because they're talking about natural sequences when they're looking at the petals on a flower, and they always added up to 3, always the 27 on a rosebud, always the 13 on a lily, and they couldn't figure out the sequences. But we are so powerful as the gods, we go outside of the sequence. How you think a brother 24, 25 years old could have 13 children, 16 children? That is not in the – you can't even add up 9 months to get that many children at one time.
Yes.
That's how you know we're the gods. Because we go outside of the natural patterns. Do you know how many brothers in jail from standing on the same corner? Something is not making sense. Something is not adding up. How 30 brothers get the same time for standing on the same corner? What did you think was going to happen differently?
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
See why we need mathematics?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell me something is not adding up. So, please listen good. Because in order to talk about mathematics, we have to talk about what the nature of it is. Because once you understand and discover the nature of things, you understand the behavior of it. You understand what's driving it and the will behind it. Once you understand the nature of anything, So the nature of mathematics is abstract and tangible at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's abstract and tangible at the same time. Let's look at it another way. Flexible yet rigid. One more angle. Fluid yet solid at the same time. So what it's saying is many variables working at the same time. Abstract and tangible at the same time. How you do that? Well, look, you have a lot of money. That's tangible. But you have no class. That's abstract. That way, said you have a lot of class, but all of it's low. So you have a lot of tangible, but no class, abstract. Well, let's look at that. You study a lot of subjects. That's flexible.
Right.
You don't know how to use none of the shit you study. That's rigid. Because we're talking about flexible and rigid at the same time. But let's look at it one more time, because look, you take a lot of words of wisdom and advice from complete strangers. That's fluid.
Right, yes.
But you take no counsel from the closest people to you. That's solid.
That's solid.
That's what makes you a rock. You will go out the way to prove the person next to you wrong and take advice from a complete stranger. Something's not adding up.
Yeah.
You call that bad math. See why this shit ain't adding up?
Yeah.
So math becomes the whole foundation of your life. Because it's a misunderstanding of your math. Look, let's go to the foundation of what you were taught. Let's go to the very foundation as early as the first grade of what you was taught, the square root of all your problems. Let's go to the foundation. See, the foundation you was taught is not necessarily wrong. It's just in the wrong chronological order.
Yeah.
That's why we wait on the day to people to come back in our life and put things in order. But it has to be in a chronological order. Watch this order. If you have chaos in your life, I'm getting ready to show you why. It's because of this order. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. That's what then jacked you up.
Yeah.
Everybody on the damn line have this order because you were taught this order for a specific reason, and that's addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And they put division, they put the divide last because that's the last damn thing you want to do. So we have a lot to cover tonight because what I'm getting ready to give you is the proper order. We getting ready to go over the proper order of the operations of math. And the E that sits in the middle of math is energy, electricity, mathematics. Okay, so let's go to the first operation that needs to be switched around. The first operation. We ready? I'm sorry, Ms. Blue. We ready? Think good?
Yes. We're ready.
All right. I'm getting ready to give you the first operation of the whole system. The first operation is multiplication. This needs to be the very first thing you put in place. Multiplication. X marks the spot. Isn't the symbol for multiplication the X? Because
yep.
X is unknown. X is unknown. And write this down for multiplication, because you're going to need this word later. It's a word that's connected to multiplication, and that word is many, M-A-N-Y / M-I-N-I. Multiplication, many, both ways. You're going to need it. Now let's move. Multiplication is the process of finding the quantity obtained by repeating it. Multiplication is about duplicating. The X is a rolling cross. The X is a plus sign that's rolling, it's spinning. Because multiplication is spiritual. But it's the science of duplicating when something is multiplying. So we're talking about many different applications of one thing. That's why you see multi in multiplication, because we are multidimensional. And when we talk about multi, we always talking about more than two. Many times more. But we're talking about the X when you learn how to multiply. Be fruitful and multiply.
Yes.
Be fruitful and multiply. And please listen to the foundation, because I'm going to give you the whole mystery of algebra in a minute. Because you can't know algebra until you understand the foundation at the basics.
Yeah.
You would need this with algebra, because look at multiplication. Is it the sign of the X? Because think about algebra. The main symbols in algebra is the X and Y, the X and Y chromosome.
Yeah.
So make sure you pay attention, because this is where repetition sits. Because the more you repeat what you're doing, the more sure and confident you become. When you were at 4 or 5 years old learning to tie your shoe, you had to keep duplicating and multiplying until you got it.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a 23, 24-year-old on this phone line on this listening that have an issue with tying their shoe, because you've been doing it so much you take for granted how well you do it. How do you learn a song? It keep multiplying it on the radio. It kept repeated till you learn the words. And what's the reason multiplication needs to be first? Why is multiplication first in this process? Because we need to multiply first to see what you are naturally good at. Because, Ms. Blue, it's going to be a real job for real if I get you to do something you're not good at doing.
For real. Yes.
If I'm around you long enough, I'm going to naturally pick up what you're good at because you keep multiplying. You keep repeating it over and over. For some reason, you have a knack for doing this all the time. So if I need you to do this, it wouldn't be a problem because I do it anyway.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
The multiplication is going to rid your fear and doubt of doing something. But you have to do it over and over and over to become more effective at it. So that's why we start at multiplication first, to even find out what each other is good at. So multiplication first, the X, unknown. Next operation, divide. The next thing we need to do is divide. We don't need to divide at the end of the process. We need to divide at the second step.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they take money out your damn taxes at the end of the week for the check, because they know if you had to pay it, you wouldn't pay nothing because you don't like to divide.
You ain't never lied.
So look at what divide is. Divide is to separate, to split, to slice. So in that, this means to separate into equal parts. So now we're talking about equilibrium. We're talking about equilibrium when something is divided equally. This is the state of being divided. This is the state of being. The being is divided. So this directly speaks to arithmetic. Listen good. Arithmetic is the operation that's inverse to multiplication, meaning it's the opposite.
Opposite, yeah.
It's an inverse. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite. It's the opposing sight to multiplying. So how does this look in everyday life? What this is doing one thing and saying another. You are split.
Yeah.
This is why we can't come together. What they say, black people will never come together. This why? Because you split. Because you do one thing and you say another. You don't practice what you're teaching and preaching.
Yes.
Think about this. How are you going to teach your children to work hard and never give up while you laying down in the bed?
Yeah,
imagine giving your child a speech on how hard he needs to go get. Don't you ever quit. And you lay in the bed, and as soon as you finish the speech, you ask him to go make you a sandwich.
Yes.
Now, what is he supposed to think
yeah.
about this? What is he really processing?
Don't do nothing.
Isn't that what we heard growing up?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be good, you be the best at whatever you do. I don't give a damn if you be a garbage man. You be the best damn garbage man in the damn world.
That's right.
Now, you saying this shit and putting the garbage man down at the same time. That's what you're saying. I don't care. Even if you got to be a garbage, like the garbage man ain't shit. The garbage man may be the most valuable because imagine that trash pile up on your ass. How are the people doing the most critical, dangerous work, doing the messiest work, getting paid the less?
So true. So true.
But this is the reason you're split. That's the real purpose that you split, because of this relationship you have with dividing. Because dividing mm-hmm. is not you disconnecting from your family because you shame of them. because one person in the family believed that, all right, you know, I'm going to be the best damn garbage man, and he strives to be the garbage man, and you shame of that person, so you want to fucking split. That's the only split you're thinking about. So look at what division is. Write this down. Watch this. Division is the vision. Division is the vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. That's why it needs to be divided so we could see, so we could get a clear vision of what works and what don't work. That's the real purpose of your vision. That's why when you divide and when you separate, you get to see what part that person played when you divide, when you separate.
Yes.
It's not until you separate you appreciate what role that person played for you. That's all in division, because at that time you didn't have no vision. Now this person is gone. Now you're getting the vision.
The vision, yes.
Because what the vision is, the vision is a minus sign. The vision is a subtraction sign with two decimals, one at the bottom, one at the top. It's 2 points. Give me 2 points and you can create a whole universe. That's what sacred geometry is. You're using 2 points. Can you make 2 points? So division is spiritual subtraction, because it's the minus sign with two decimal points due away by the Dewey Decimal System. All connected. Next, subtraction. See, we're going into the sacred science of algebra. But I need you to understand the bottom operation that's connected to all mathematics. So now we're going to subtraction. Look at subtraction. To withdraw. To take away. Listen, to deduct. Transformation, Miss Blue, transformation couldn't even be possible if it wasn't for subtraction.
So true, so true.
Transformation itself sits and depends on subtraction, because in order to get your transformation, it's some things you have to subtract out of your life. It's some things you need to eliminate.
Yes.
That's why subtraction is so powerful, because it's some things you need to subtract. But this sits at the heart of all transformation. And remember, subtraction is also finding the differences between two.
Yes.
Because they're always different. Think about me and you, we got some differences. We don't see eye to eye.
Right.
It's something we split on. Our division is not good. The transformation through subtraction. All right, so let's go to last but not least, and that's addition.
Addition.
This is the plus sign. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, hardly nobody on the line need no work on this one, because that's all everybody trying to do, just add up, add, just take. So y'all got addition on lock. Just one thing I need you to add to addition, though. This is the one thing I need you to write down for addition. And let me show you where this come from. The word add, A-D-D. Attention deficit disorder. That's why shit not adding up.
You know why?
ADD, attention deficit disorder. That's your addition.
Yeah.
Once we learn how to divide,
What is that?
I said
once
we
learn how to divide, we'll go into more addition. What did you say?
I just said that too much adding, too much want to get this, want to get that, want to get this, want to do that, want to do this, want to do that. Yeah.
All right. And what we're going to do, even with the self-invested family, we're going to do a whole layout of all the mathematics, one by one. We're going to get it in.
Yes, yes, yes.
You got my word on that one.
Yes.
Ms. Blue, I got to bring up this. I got to bring this very important sign.
Mm-hmm.
Listen at this sign. And this is also another sign where it's so misunderstood. And this is such an important sign of mathematics, and that's the equal sign.
Yes, equal.
It's the equal sign. It's the equalizer. It's the equal sign. This is so serious. This is connected to the heavenly equation. Because all mathematics is about figuring out equations.
Yeah.
And this is connected to the heavenly equation because nothing is equal.
That's true.
I'm not talking about the sugar. We're talking about the equal sign. Nothing is equal. This is the key to why shit is not adding up. Because you are trying to become equal. It is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Yeah.
1 + 2 = 3. Nope. Two plus three equals five. Nope. Nope. Why is that so? Because one is unique, two is unique, and three is unique. How one and two go equal three? One and two may add up to three, but it will never equal three.
Right.
Two plus three equals five? No. Two is unique. Three is unique. How
can
it equal five? They may add up to a number five, but it will never be equal to five because all things, all people, all numbers, everything is unique. How do this play out? Why you can't be more like your brother?
Right.
Why you can't be equal to your brother? Why you can't be smart like your sister? Why you can't be equal to your sister? Why you didn't go to college like everybody else? So we have an interference with trying to equal and add up to other people. And this is always 92.5 equal up to black sheep in the family. Let me say this again. This is where the black sheep in the family come from because they trying to make you equal. And in your heart, you know you're not equal to nobody in the family. You're not equal to your cousin who went and got his master's degree. That's not what you wanted to do. But you're holding him as a standard in my life. That shit don't work.
That's right.
That's why you can't equal up. That's why you start to rebel. This is why. Because this equal sign, and this equal sign is a double hyphen. It's a double hyphen. Because nothing is identical in the real world.
Okay.
You know lesser or greater than anyone. You're only equal to yourself. Brother, my D did that one. Powerful, powerful quote. You know less or greater than anyone else. You're only equal to yourself. How we looking on time? Because we getting ready to go into the sacred science of algebra, because the foundation had to be laid so I could expose everyday algebra that you're doing anyway.
Yeah. We're doing good. We're on time. We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
This is important because so many things are out of order, so many things not adding up, so many things not getting divided. Certain shit is multiplying on you that you don't want to, and it's a bunch of subtraction. You have to have the proper order of the foundation.
So true.
Let's go to my worst subject in school, please. Algebra. Let's go to my worst subject in school, which is algebra. In algebra, listen at what algebra is. It's the operation of arithmetic. We use algebra on a daily basis. The shit is woven, is in every part of everything we do. Every part of your consciousness is connected to algebra, because algebra is the problem-solving math. Anywhere you have a problem in your life, you only get out doing algebra. Any problems you ever figured out, you used algebra, because algebra deals with an X, which is an unknown, and a Y, because you're asking why this shit happened. So we talking about X and Y in everyday life. Algebra is a problem-solving math. From doctors to lawyers to teachers to cashiers, even garbage men use algebra.
Yes.
Wherever there's a problem, there's algebra. Algebra. Listen at what it also is. It's a mathematical system using symbols and letters. It's a mathematical system using symbols and letters for operations of relationships. So if you have relationship problems, you are stuck in an algebra equation. Algebra is the basis. 60% is the basis of all mathematics, no matter what the branch is. It's the primer. You know, it's like painting the house. You got to put the base color on. It's a primer. The primer. You know, you got to prime the car first. You know, that brother prime the car with the spray cans out of the store. It's a primer.
Yeah.
That's what algebra is in the equation.
Wow.
But then, think about algebra. You think about now multiplication, division, subtraction, addition as your base. This is where you're batting from. This is the base you're batting from.
Yes. Beautiful, powerful.
But just understanding that, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, I love self-invested what you did last night when we was talking about the base colors. And I was like, damn, look how she even talking about it, because even the base colors is connected to the basics, the basic instincts, the basis of life.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
All right. So.
Wow.
So.
Goodness.
All right. Yeah, we have a little more right here, and we're gonna open the lines because I know we have some more work to do. But I really need to. I'm getting ready to expose to you the meaning of algebra. All right? Because remember, algebra, the root of solving all equations. The root of solving all the equations.
Yeah.
Especially X and Y, like I was talking about. So write this down for algebra. Write the word algebra down. Write algebra down. A-L-G-E-B-R-A. Let me know when they have algebra.
Write it down.
All right. Underneath algebra, write this, because this is what algebra is. It's all Gemini and Libra combined.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Algebra is all Gemini and Libra's operation. That's why once you know algebra, you can move on to geometry.
Right, yeah.
And the science of deducting, calculus on how you calculate, statistics, trigonometry.
Yes.
Trig, three-way relationship. Even chemistry, they kept out of mathematics because we're talking about certain chemicals. But we're talking about the operation. The operation of problems. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The operation. And we're going to do a live demonstration on operation, what operation is. But I first must tell you, go and study the father of algebra.
Yes.
First man to write the Atlas, first math book. Calculated the motion of the spheres. Go study algebra, because anytime you're doing problem solving, you're doing algebra. Yeah. So yeah, we good on that, because I really want you to understand anytime you're solving and breaking codes, we talking algebra. We talking algebra.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Algebra. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got some more I want to add to that, Ms. Blue, but I really want you, if you could connect for me the basis on how you see it even through the chakra system. You understand? Because
mm-hmm.
that's so important, even what's going on. And what's
mm-hmm.
that unseen, and what's that why this is spinning a certain way?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so much to take in. This is really a beautiful, beautiful share here. And one of the things I'll talk about, because you said something when you talked about the prime colors, you know, like an algebra being a part of the prime, being the base, you know, being the base, being the foundation.
Yeah.
And when we start to look at the energy centers, and even if we stay textbook here, the base or the prime, or they call them the prime chakras, are the red, the yellow, and the blue. And all of
uh-huh.
this is made up. So I want to speak on what is really coming to the surface here about a lot of this of what you're talking about has to do with the solar plex. And so the solar plex, typically we see that color as being yellow. But actually, the solar plex is more gold, and it's connected with those things of willpower, self-esteem, it has all of this. It really is the seat of the soul, you know, the records of your emotion. Yeah, and what does this mean? Think about it this way. The solar plex is like the yellow star, like the yellow star of Venus, and it's in direct relationship with the sun and with the moon. And, you know, the sun and the moon kind of moves clockwise. Venus does not. The rest of the planet does. You know, Venus is also the hottest planet in our solar system. I mean, way to go for a sexy sister, right? In the solar system, you know, and it's also a gateway and a portal to the other side of the Milky Way. So, you know, really, really powerful energy there. You know, last night in self-invested, I gave some crystals in self-invested for all three of the bases that I received out of the premier files going into the Akashic record. But it was only for those who were in self-invested, and it's up to them if they want to share that, because that's a sacred space. But the reason I want to talk about that, because this kind of goes hand in hand with everything, you know, pulling these things together. The solar plex is actually the gateway to past lives and the Akashic records. Now, remember, inside the Akashic records, it is a record, it is a file of everything. In essence, all of us have our very own library there. That's how many files we have. That's how many past lives we have. That's how many things we have going on. That's how many records, every thought, every emotion, every feeling, everything done, everything did. All of this is collected there. Now, I want you to look at it like this. You do know how powerful the heart is. It sits, you know, it sits in the traditional green color. That's what we see. Well, green is not a primary color. It takes blue and yellow to make green. So we still have the primaries to make up the ultimate prime colors. Talk about mathematics. Every step. Divide, add, and multiply. All of these things are coming into play. So even when we start to look at our chakras, and as we begin to move up the ladders in our chakras, it takes the energy of these coming together in order for us to begin to open up. So we have the prime chakras, and traditionally we taught that they carry a very low vibration, or that the vibration is lower. But as you were stating here, Brother Bilal, nothing is equal. Mm-hmm. And it's not about anything being greater than or less than, because they all are very, very key and very important. So when we start talking about these primal things and talking mathematics, now, I want to share this with you. The key to the solar plexus is the throat. We're talking about the energy center of the throat. So now, we're going to get ready to get into a spirit quest. And I want to talk about the solar plex a little bit here. And I want to talk about the spirit quest we're about to do. So I want you to get yourself in a comfortable position. It's a spirit quest. It's not a meditation to put you to sleep. So you can do it while you're standing up if you want to, or just sitting comfortably or laying down. But I want to tell you a little bit more here before we get into the spirit quest, what's going to happen and really what we're going to do here, because this is going to be powerful for opening up this energy that we have here at this time. And this is for a very, very powerful lesson that Brother Bilal is going to be sharing with us at the end as well, too. But I want you to think of the solar plex. The solar plex is all about self-love. This is something that in this particular time that humanity, all of humanity, if we have something that we're all working on together, it's self-love. Now, where is the solar plex located? It is located at the opening of your ribs. That's what I want you to think about. And this is the seat of the soul. It really is. I believe that there's many portals to get to the seat of the soul, but this is one of the most powerful ones here. I want you to think about this. You talked about being rigid, flexible, Brother Bow. The backside or the dark side of the solar plex is your spine. And when I'm doing readings and I'm reading energy, that's what I look for. I look at the spine, because the backside or the dark side of your chakra tell me how flexible you are, Are you giving away all of your free will to just please people? Or are you, on the other hand, really not interested in what anybody has to say, nor do you have self-love for yourself? So if you're balanced, and this is a question you can ask yourself, do you have the same love that you have for your child, for yourself? Do you love yourself like you love your children? That's an honest question. And for those of you who don't have children, I want you to think about something, something that you love. Do you love that as much as you love yourself? This is really where he needs to come into a place of harmony. Because thought self-love is not enough. That's not enough. I will make sure you guys hear me. Thought self-love is not enough. You have to be able to take those thoughts and turn them into feelings. They must become feelings in order for this manifestation to come through. Thoughts must become feelings. And so, again, I'm just going to cover this, and then we're going to get ready for the meditation here. Some of the things to think about: the solar plexus, it really governs the whole entire immune system. So everything that you know about your immune system, the gallbladder, the spleen, the stomach, the pancreas, the small intestinal tract, it covers all of that. It is a bright golden yellow, a bright golden yellow. Some of the diseases that get manifested through this energy center, and again, this is all because of the willpower and self-esteem. It has a lot to do with irritable bowel syndrome, eating disorders, Crohn's disease, things that affect the liver, the stomach, the spleen, the intestines, and this particular area in this place. This chakra is so important, Brother Bilal, because these prime chakras, the red, the yellow, and the red, the yellow, and the blue, these are the chakras that keep us alive, that actually keep us living on the planet. It keeps us alive, maintaining good health and self-love. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to do this spirit quest. The other thing that I want to share with you also is that the solar plex chakra is also some of the things that kind of block this energy. And you hit on the key when you talked about the equal part, you know, are you equal to your brother? The comparison, being the black sheep in the family, not living up to others' expectation, or even us comparing ourselves to other. But some of the key things that block this has to do with, and when we look at the dark side of the chakra or the backside of this chakra, it's about how you show up in the world. How do you show up in the world? How do you see yourself showing up in the world? And, you know, it's about being able to separate your energy from your parents. Not physically. I'm not talking about you got to get move out your parents, move away from your parents. But how do you, as an individual, separate yourself from your parents? Or are you still trying to, like you said, Brother Bilal, live up to their expectations of what you should be doing or what you should be being, you know, from your mother or your father? It is also about titles. You know, sometimes we work on these jobs and we get these titles and we want to throw these titles around. We want to throw these degrees around. And then all of a sudden when those things get snatched away from us or we're not able to identify ourselves with that, we feel like nothing without these titles.
Right.
So these are some of the things that really bring this energy out of balance for you and some of the things to be able to keep in mind. So now we're going to get ready to do the vision quest. And on this vision quest, I'm going to kind of give you some instructions as we start. We're going to start our travels. We're going to go at night, and we're going to end up back in the day. So how cool is that? You'll be tapping into all the elements, the earth, the air, the fire, and the wind, and you'll be able to do that. So you're going to be going scuba diving. You're kind of going to be going down to the center of the earth, and you'll be coming back. And this is a journey that you'll be taking. So let's get ready to begin. Just get yourself in a nice, comfortable position. And we'll get ready to start. Yeah, we're going to get ready to start. So that's what you do. Just kind of get yourself in a kind of quiet place if you can, or if you have headsets, put your headset in. That always kind of blocks out any kind of distraction. And here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Okay. Give me 1 second here, you guys. 1 second. We're going to pull this up. Mm-hmm. 1 second. Ooh. So just kind of relax a little bit. Get yourself in a comfortable position. Get yourself a comfortable position and just relax. Just relax, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're going to get ready to start this spirit quest. I want you to get yourself in a nice, comfortable position. And you can plant your feet on the floor, back nice and straight, and just sit in a comfortable position, taking a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow. We're starting out this journey, and it is nighttime. It's a beautiful, clear night. The stars are nice and bright. You can see the moon as it begins to shine. So I want you to get yourself really, really comfortable. And once we begin, you're going to be on the beach. So take a couple of deep breaths in, nice and slow. That's it. And just allow yourself to get comfortable and nice and relaxed. Deep breaths in. Excellent. There you go. Wonderful. So now, we're going to get ready to go. So here we go. That's it. Keep breathing. Nice and slow. That's it. So now, I want you to open your eyes, and in front of you, you see the beach. The beach is there. And you can see the sand. The moonlight is shining. I want you to begin to start walking on the beach. That's it. Looking around. It is only you there as you continue to walk along the beach. And even though the moonlight is lighting your way, you can still feel the warmth of the sand beneath your feet with every step that you take. Now, up above, there's a horse. That's your horse. I want you to go over and greet your horse and then get on the horse. There you go. That's it. Get on the horse. The horse is waiting for you. Yes. So now that you're on the horse, I want you to begin to ride along the beach. You can feel the warmth of the night wind as it blows against your skin, and the stars are shining all upon you. You can even look out to the water and see the glistening light as it bounces across the water. That's it. Keep riding. You're going to be riding all the way down the beach until you see a boat with a group of people that will be waiting for you. They're going to take you on your journey. So keep riding. That's it. You're getting closer. Closer. Now, get off the horse and begin to walk over to the boat. You're getting closer and closer to the boat. Keep walking. Excellent, excellent. Now get inside the boat.
What's with the money, girl? Oh,
They're going to take you all the way out into the middle of the sea. Just relax. Now, as the boat is driving and you're looking up at the stars, you can see the light and you're very relaxed. I want you to begin to get your mind right for this journey that you're about to take once you get to the middle of the sea. When you're there, you're going to be putting on your suit and you're going to be going all the way down to the core of the earth. We're almost there. You have everything that you need to complete this mission. This is a mission for you. All right, we're almost there. So now, I want you to look around. They're going to help you get dressed. You're going to change into your wetsuit. And as you begin to put your wetsuit on, I want you to just get in the frame of mind that you're going to be swimming down. And when we come back up, the sunlight is going to be up. So get ready and change those clothes. That's it. Excellent. You're almost done now. Now, what you're going to do when you get ready to begin your mission, you're actually going to be able to put on your headgear. Your headgear is going to allow you to still see, hear, breathe, and talk as you begin to put this on. Now, you're going to get ready to jump over the edge of the boat and go all the way down. So here we go on the count of three. One, two, three. That's it. Jump. You're in the water and you're going down, 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 even further down, down, down. That's it. Keep swimming. Down and down. All the way down. I want you to begin to look around. You will see a large pulsating rock. And this large pulsating rock has chambers that open and close. Inside your backpack, there is a blue cord. I want you to reach in your backpack and get your blue cord. What you're going to do is hook your cord into one of the pulsating chambers. Find the one that you connect with. That's it. All right, excellent. Now that you've hooked your cord up, I want you to begin to swim as fast as you can all the way back to the top. That's it. Coming up and up and up. That's it. All the way up. Pulling the blue cord with you as you swim all the way up, all the way up. You're almost to the top. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. You're almost there. Now you're there. Climb back inside of the boat. Excellent. That's it. Take a moment to just relax. That's it. Excellent. Excellent. I want you to begin to take off your suit. Take off your wetsuit. There you go. As you take off your wetsuit and you come out nice and dry, you can feel the sun as it begins to glow all over the water and the boat and you. I want you to hold on to that blue cord. And now what I want you to do is focus. I want you to take the blue cord in front of you and you're going to bring it straight into your body. You're going to bring it straight into your solar plex and you're going to connect the other end of the blue cord inside of you. You'll know that you've done this right because the cord will begin to light up and turn electric blue and you will feel the energy. You will feel the rush. You will feel the vibe. You will feel the opening of the solar plex, and you will feel the solar plex of the earth becoming one. That's it. That's it. Hold your head back and just breathe. Excellent. 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 And as you're doing that, you are swimming back. You are swimming all the way back to the seashore. That's it. That's it. Now, I want you to let out the loudest scream, the loudest yell to connect this. There you go. There you go. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. That's it. That's it. That's it. If you look down, the blue cord is gone, and all you're left with is a blue electric glow. You've done it. You've connected it. You've done it. I want you to get on your horse, and I want you to ride all the way back. All the way back. That's it. Feeling alive. Feeling rejuvenated. Feeling sound. And feeling full of life. Excellent. Excellent. So now, you're going to get off your horse, and we're going to come back. And on the count of three, you're going to return more vibrant, more alive, more clear, more open, and more sound. Here we go. One, two, and three. You're back. You did it. Wonderful. You did it. Wonderful. Wonderful. You connected the voice to the soul. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. You're connected now. All right. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back.
Felt like I was in the movie, man. That took a nice twist. Oh, that was nice. All right.
Oh, wow. Wow. Kind of give everybody a chance to go back.
Yes. Me especially.
He said, I'm cheesing. Yeah. Juan said, wow. Chastity said, it's nice. Just Bill said, awesome. Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
The mathematics of your life. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines, Breath Bilal, so we can take some of the callers' calls as we just continue here and just continue this beautiful share here this evening. So 646-522-7711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. You can also Skype in as well to get on the phone lines. So we're going to kind of go to the phone lines. Let's see. Let's go to the caller. Calling in from area code 615, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Trina calling from California.
Okay, greetings to you, Trina, from California.
Yes.
All right,
thank
Trina.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Brother Bilal. How are you?
All right. I'm going back to Cali. Cali.
Okay. I know, but you're going to be in L.A. I'm in San
Francisco.
I'm going to
be in L.A.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would not be that way. So sorry. Yeah. Oh, good, oh, good. Let me get your birth date while we're looking over, while you tell us what's going on.
Okay.
See what's not adding up.
Okay,
10/24/58. 10/24/1958.
Yes.
Okay, that's 58, right? Let me see what part of mathematics you need to work on. Let's see here. And yeah. What's your name again?
Trina.
Mm-hmm. Trina.
Trina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trina, were you able to do the spirit quest?
Yes, I was.
How was that? How
and
was that?
It was refreshing. And let me tell you, I felt like I was shedding something. Things were coming off, and it was a relief. You know, it wasn't anything bad. It was, I was shedding.
Yes,
that's the only way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us what's not adding up.
Well, what's not adding up? You know, after listening to you earlier, I think things are adding up. I think it's just my perception that they're not adding up.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Because, you know, I haven't worked since March, and this is the first time I've been unemployed this long since I was like 15. So there have been a couple of days when I'm thinking, this is not adding up. I'm sending out resumes. I'm making phone calls. Why aren't I getting a job, you know? This is not adding up. But after listening to you earlier, I'm thinking, it's all adding up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this time has allowed me to look at my order of mathematics and see how things have been coming into play, what part I've been playing in it. And I think that this is the time that I needed just, you know, to reflect and to figure things, you know, to look at things in a different light. I don't know if that makes
sense. Yeah, it makes sense. But let me tell you, that's why I'm bringing algebra to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because the balance you need to work on with your mathematics is addition, which is at the root ADD.
Okay.
Attention deficit disorder. You do not pay attention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit in silence long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking at the X and the Y factor, and where your X factor is sitting at is for you to sit in silence to understand the directions for the next move. You do not sit in silence long enough. You can't shut your mind. You're thinking. You can't shut it up.
Yes. So true.
So the addition is where, I'm telling you, this, the addition is where the main thing you need to work on.
Okay.
Because your thinking is at the core. Your thinking is at the core of all of your issues.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been since you've been working? How long you said?
March. Just since March. But you know, I've been all in my head and everything, you know, thinking.
Yeah, but I'm saying
more,
that's why it's not adding up. You see, we're talking about an equal sign. When you sit in silence, you are waiting on a sign. That's why it's called an equal sign. It's you become like the equalizer. You off balance because you just won't sit still and pay attention. And I talked about this before. This is the number one thing I need you to do. Get an ink pen and write this word. And this is the word I need you to go discover, understand what it means, find out the synonyms, the antonyms, every damn word you can find with this. When you're ready to write this word, let me know.
I'm ready.
Stop. The red light at the red light when you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Stop running through the goddamn caution light. Stop going super fast.
Would you just stop for a second? And would you stop texting mm-hmm. while you're driving, please?
Mm-hmm. And make a complete stop.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
You will not come to a stop. That's why your addition is not attention deficit disorder. You lack attention. You have to stop. Come to a complete stop, please. Go figure out what that word is, what's connected to that word. It will open up a whole new world for you. Red light,
okay.
Stop.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you know, right. that's so powerful because I pulled a card for you as well. And the card that I mm-hmm. pulled for you was the card number one in the Know Your Magic deck, which is the Know Your Magic card. And that's what it tells you. It tells you to stop and to meditate. So I just kind of wanted to share that with you. If you have the Kim deck, that is definitely there. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to speak to you about is really pay attention and accept the gifts of the universe, particularly because when it came to this particular job that you were on, and the truth of the mm-hmm. matter is you wanted to leave anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? So really yes. know how to accept the gifts from the universe, because when you're able to do that, then you're able to really connect yourself with those true divine gifts that are there. Here's something else I want you to make a note of. I want you to make a note of this, and I want you to do this, because this is something that's going to help you. And take these words that myself and Brother Bilal is sharing with you here, and that is, you need to give your higher self a name, because you do have a hard time separating all of this energy that's coming into you and these voices that you're picking up and these things that you're hearing that's making you mm-hmm. kind of race and kind of be in this place of ADD. So tonight when mm-hmm. you go to sleep and you lay down and you get ready to close your eyes, I want you to ask. You can ask your spirit guide. You can ask the Archangel Michael, who's very powerful at this particular time energy to really work with. And especially since you did this solar plex and really reconnecting yourself, to ask that name be given to you for your higher self. So that way you can really get mm-hmm. to know that part of yourself and really begin to listen, really begin to get into the internal side of yourself and hear that voice that is connected to what's in the best interest for you and everything that is connected mm-hmm. with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. You're in a very powerful cycle. This is the cycle, really. It's a spiritual cycle for you. So you're going to find yourself really being captivated by a lot of spiritual things and even looking at situations even more spiritual than you had before. So really embrace mm-hmm. that, because signs and symbols, like Brother Bilal was saying, is coming to you, rushing mm-hmm. to you. They're all mm-hmm. around you. And your spirit guide, yes. you're saying, we're talking to her, Ms. Blue. She just ain't listening. She just
mm-hmm.
ain't listening.
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue, Brother Bilal. This is Dakita. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Okay, greetings, Dakita, from Connecticut.
All right, Connecticut.
Yay. I want to say beautiful spirit quest. I wrote down what I went through. Matter of fact, I want to say it was a very intense presentation, Brother Bilal. Because I had to tear myself from my sleep this morning, and the spirit quest really helped to calm me down. I'm not gonna lie. So during the scream, I was able to release, and by the time I got back to the horse, I was able to ride up as opposed to leaning forward and holding the hair of the horse. So I, you know, kind of embraced what's going on. So that's what I got. Mm-hmm.
Let me get your birthday while you because that's powerful.
Yes.
7/9/81.
7/9.
Mhm.
81.
Miss Blue.
All right.
Mm-hmm. No, I was saying, wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful and powerful. So you were able. How did it feel when you were going down into the water?
You know, it's funny you said that, because immediately it took me to, I think it's Caracas Beach in Trinidad. And that was the first time that I went to the beach at night with my father. So at that time, at that, trying to get off on that rock stone is kind of different than just walking in, because it's like it was really deep, so I couldn't catch my foot in. So it's like I start to panic. So I start to panic again.
Oh, well, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you were
better.
Really intense. It was intense, huh?
This whole day, the whole morning was intense. Like, I've been up since 5:30.
Wow.
I haven't been down
yet. What part of the lesson of mathematics really stuck with you? What sticks out? What spoke to you?
The ADD.
You got that right, because that's where you look. That's exactly that. You called it.
Can I say
you
something?
You called it. Go ahead.
Before you, this morning, I dreamt, Ms. Blue, that you told me that there's a portal outside my house, and all I had to do was just walk out there and go to the portal. But like you always say, but you ain't going to go. You know, it's been there, but you wasn't going. And then you told me Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday are the days for this portal. So I'm over there like, okay, I'm trying to, first, let me tell you, I was trying to bring a whole bunch of garbage, right?
Yeah.
You know, the addition part. So I'm like, wait. But it gets better. So I'm trying to bring everything, and then I'm like, nah. Let me go get a red shirt on, because I'm going to make this energy move. So I went back. You know how much time I done procrastinate before I go out there? Then I'm talking about how I got to say a prayer before I go out there. Then I'm worrying about the neighbors, and then I'm worrying about that. And it's like, even in a dream, I'm like, but you ain't even go to the goddamn portal yet.
I want to just kind of give you some divine confirmation here. The card I pulled for you out the Kim deck is card number 38. It's the root chakra. The color is red. And then the other thing was, I've seen you down on your knees, really in that reverence. And it's about you checking, understanding how to check your energy. That's what I was going to talk to you about, checking your energy, how to do that.
Oh, wow. Wow. No, because now let me tell you, it's going to get better, right? So, because my sister, I was here telling her, and I got stuck in a moment. I ain't going to lie. I don't know what the hell I did, but I wasn't the key to, So, no, I was. I was just that part, like how Beyonce got Sasha Fierce. So
yeah.
I didn't name that part of me yet, right? So, but I ain't trying to be Sasha. I'm trying to be Nikita. So, my sister's like, something about, I don't know how, because she learned the Muslim way or whatever of praying, or, you know, just positioning yourself, like you said, Ms. Blue, in that reverence. And she was telling me that I needed to put my forehead to the earth and, you know, ground myself in that sense, so.
Yeah, beautiful.
Is this
powerful? Yes. Powerful.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you what. I wish I had a way to help you add without eliminating some shit out of your life. But
me
it's
too,
impossible. It's impossible. You can't get to your transformation until you go into the process of elimination, especially with relationships with the sexual energy.
Stop it, please. That hurts.
Yeah, I know. See, that's why we're talking about algebra, because it's some unknown shit, but you know what it is.
Mm. like I said, this is very
you
powerful.
Won't ground yourself and see what happened. You always faced with all these different damn choices, and you don't know which way to go.
That's the
Please,
truth.
You have to come to a stop. You at a standstill right now.
Tell me about it. I'm dry.
You at a standstill right now. If you could just bring your sex magic to a rest for a second to see something else.
Stop it. I was wondering why I look so dry, Brother Bilal. Stop it.
Yeah, you're draining up. I mean, you know, they don't, because at the end of the day, it's creative energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's creative energy. But look, it's blocking your overall purpose why you're here. You are here to counsel and bring people's shit back to life, to resurrect, help them see shit and bring ideas to life. And all you're doing is
mm-hmm.
sex magic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're giving away life, and that
yeah.
life is just floating into the ethers. It's not helping anybody, including you.
So you in between you in the zone of the scorpion and the snake. That's why shit is not adding up. You're not gonna be able to add without subtraction. And you gotta split. You hanging too long. You gotta damn separate. Because you're starting to get too far away from your damn purpose.
Yeah, yeah. And my kids know it too.
Yeah, because we were talking about, like, how you going to tell your kids, be the best you can be, be great, go do your goddamn thing, and you laying in the bed, whoa.
You know, my daughter, and I'm putting myself out there, I don't care.
Please, put it.
My daughter said, yeah, that's mommy.
Yeah.
It's not a good yeah. laugh, but I got to laugh at myself. It's not a good laugh.
Please do. Fine. You know what? Because, look, we all are a work in progress. Nobody mm-hmm. nobody should be laughing at you, for real.
No,
and
that's...
those who laugh in the loudest, in worse condition than you are. Don't even worry about that part. I don't even care about the laughter. But I need you to understand the algebra, the unseen shit you're doing to yourself. I need, you know what? Everybody need to get back to the gold standard. You need to get a damn goal. You need to get a goal.
Yeah.
See, that's the number 1183. That's the title of the show, the 1183. The 1183 is another way of saying 1111, because the 8 and 3 adds up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
1111. That is the number they stamp on very special sterling silver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're not here for the silver. You're here to win the gold.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in the ritual they're doing in California with sterling silver with the Clippers.
Stop it.
Right.
You're not here for the silver. You're here for the gold.
Wow.
Silver too weak. That's why silver, that's why silver needs copper added to it to make it strong, but gold don't need shit. Get a gold tonight. Stop playing. Because you're playing with your children's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to start operating based on what they see you doing.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Powerful. You know, what I have to tell you is I want you to think about this. Just some powerful words Brother Bilal spoke there to you. And
mm-hmm.
you know, I want you to think about this because you're kind of almost like the last caller, almost in that same spiritual cycle. You're in a very spiritual cycle. You're a spiritual sister, have been a spiritual sister. But I want you to take this analogy You got to stop letting sex be your driving force for your spirituality.
Mm.
Okay. So that means, and I'm just going to kind of throw a hypothetical situation out there. That means stop going to church praising God because you're trying to get with a brother in the church.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is where
some man heading up. Some man heading up.
Yeah. Because even those processes are not working. So stop using them for those reasons because they're not working. You're still not finding good men in those places, whatever those places is, whether it be the mass, the hall, the temple, the church, it doesn't matter. Use that spirituality truly for the purpose. Truly for the purpose that you really want to go there, that you really want to do what you're doing. And use that creative energy, because that's what sexual energy is. It's creative energy to begin to tie that into your purpose. You still with me?
I'm writing. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I know you called in because you can hear that, because that's a lot what's happening here, and that's why you're so confused, because you're doing all of these things, and on the outside, like we talked about the solar plex, they sound real good, they look real good, but once we start to add together, they don't add up. How is it that you're constantly in these places of spiritual things going on, but yet nothing spiritual is taking place in your life?
Exactly. You know.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the battle of the sexes.
Right about that.
Yeah.
On every level.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So the woo-woo is wonderful if we use it really for the evolution of ourselves. And then everything that you have inside of it will allow you to attract something that is as equally as great as you when you take it in the true essence. So really think about that. Yeah. Yeah, so stop doing that. You know, we hate it when brothers use spirituality for sex. So don't you do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's crazy? Nah, I'll email you on that one. I know other people want to get it. Because, you know, it's true because, you know, me and my children's father, we here doing what we can. We got this house trying to, you know, fix up everything, although he's done the majority of it and getting frustrated. And, you know, I'm there like, so let's go to church. And then, you know, the back of my mind is like, not a good thing. Mm-mm. You know, you and people, ain't gonna happen. And, you know, he stayed far from it. But I keep on falling into the same cycle. And it's no good.
Look, anyway. Look, trust me on this one here. Trust Brother Bilal when he's getting ready to tell you this one here.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to be so slick. Stop blaming people. Just do the shit right.
Yeah.
You done out-slick your own self. Please stop trying to be slick. The gig is up for real. When we doing algebra.
That's right.
The bra is what covers the breast. You the bra, you ain't wearing no damn bra. It's algebra. Your cover is blown. The bra straps them popped. Please stop blaming. Get the damn work. Start increasing your value. Then you would be appreciated as much as you could get.
Yes.
Okay.
And I got love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, peace and blessings.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Peace and love.
Yes. Yeah, all right, yeah, it, you know, Brother Bilal, it is a lot with the battle of sexes going on, and we can see that even when it comes to what's going on, and you called it. You know, we talked about that on the show. You said you're going to be seeing a lot of this gender play out.
Shit, I didn't know it would come that fast. Shit, I mean, you're talking about in California. And then, look, V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
Look at the whole situation with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but look at the big distraction. You see, and this is what takes you out of your consciousness, because you're acting like you're not entertaining all this shit, but you dead in the middle of it.
Everybody
in the world know Floyd Mayweather and Nelly beefing over Battle of the Sexes. Everybody's saying it. Everybody know it.
Yes, not only are
everybody
they
know it.
Not only is the California situation going on, I was just talking to a friend of mine, Mary, the gospel singing group, her and her husband, he cheating on her, Housewives of Atlanta, they beefing. I mean, it is the battle of the sexes going
on.
That's right. And it's about to get even more elevated, because like you said, the whole thing with Nelly and Mayweather, this whole thing just battling. Over the
See, because you acting like all of these things are separate from you, because you come to the Remix on Friday and Sunday night and get so super conscious, and then go right back when it shit over to the news and see what's the latest thing that Mayweather sent out to Nelly and what Nelly said back in response. You see, you got to incorporate all that shit. That's why I told you to write down the word mini, M-I-N-I. Stop sweating small shit. Stop being distracted.
Yes.
All of this is entertainment.
So true. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Powerful. Yeah. We're gonna go.
Yeah, where we at?
Yes, we're gonna go to the next caller. I see you guys all out here calling in from area code 720. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Everyone calling from Colorado.
What's your name?
Everett.
Everett from Colorado. Greetings to you, Everett.
Everett.
Yes. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm real good. What's happening?
My spirit came up when you got on. I was like, I've been missing the shows, and I was like, but I caught that, like, wow. I called Brother Bilal. I was so happy. And what I was doing...
Let me get that birthday while you telling us what's not adding up, because it's a lot of ADD tonight, because you coming up with the same shit, man. Let me get your birthday.
You know what?
What
April
you got?
1968.
Yeah. April 27th. All right, tell us what's going on, brother.
Wow, I looked at it, what you were talking about. That could be me. I would go addition.
Yeah, you're falling under addition, though. Let me see right here.
Yeah. So did you do the spirit quest tonight?
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
That went real good. I was there, and I was in the water. But I had when I went to plug in, mine was like a spare, and then I plugged in. I felt in the water and everything, but I felt real relaxed and stuff lifted off of me. I kept my eyes closed for a while, because then my fire light, it was bigger, because I haven't seen it for a while when I had my light, my eyes closed and looking for it. But tonight it was it's just bigger. I didn't want to open my eyes after it worse. Cause I was like, wow, this is bigger now. And it was just swirling around. I was like, wow. And I watched my favorite show tonight, a little bit of it. It was Doom. I love that, because I always say it's a favorite show, Awaken, since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to wake.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I'm looking at you. I see the power in that voice. I know you got that hell of a voice thing going on. All right, all of this ADD, most of this shit coming from you and your mother's relationship. It's not good.
It's not.
No, I know it's not. And the main thing she's been trying to tell you all your damn life, Please finish what you start. I didn't hear you.
I've been trying to finish what I start. I've been trying.
Girl,
to
you can't
stuff.
Try and do at the same. Do you try to tie your shoe?
Nah, that's instinct.
Mm.
So you want these people don't know how to tie their shoe yet?
I started doing.
Yeah, but now you're saying you said that too fast. Bro, you got to take responsibility. Bro, you keep starting shit and not finishing it. Everything you do, you never finish it. You have to stick close to your heart. You damn sure a leader. I know you could spit or whatever you do with your voice. You into that art, that rap. I don't know what you sing. I don't know what you do. But what happened here is but listen, none of that shit ain't going to work until you get this relationship right with your mother because she's the damn generator. That's why you can't generate shit.
Well, I told her to come talk to me.
No.
You told her to come talk to you? What the hell?
You know what?
See, you know what? Say, bro. Hold on. I say, bro. Now, do that shit add up to you? You told her come talk to you.
Yeah, I did, but it didn't add up to me because I was like, well, she's my mom.
What happened? She couldn't get a ride? She couldn't get a ride by you? What happened?
Nah, come talk to me because I grew up, I be talking to spirits and that stuff. And my little relative saw her, but I was mad because she let talk to my little relative and come talk to me. Man, you got something to talk about.
All right, but you need to reach out for the invitation first, bro. For real. This all connected to this female energy, bro, and that's why those relationships you're in not good. Because what they do, they hold you to what you say you're going to do.
You're right.
Damn right I'm right. Because you say all this elaborate shit you're going to do, and then don't do none of it, and then you get pissed off at them, and really you want to roll out because they holding you to what you say you're going to do. And then you telling about shit don't add up. Shit ain't multiplying. I bet it won't multiply. What you said?
Nah, I do everything I said. I was going to do before my accident, before I had this accident. I still try to do everything I'm going to do.
Okay.
Most of the time I'm broke is by giving to my family and to my kids.
Well, that's some powerful words, Brother Bilal spoke to you there.
good brother though, good brother. But you gotta put that mind back in place, man. Because this shit is getting ready to hurt you for real. It will equalize you. It started to do it already. It's not equal. It's not equal sign at all.
Well, you know, interesting enough, you're in the cycle you're in the gateway cycle of 11, which is the equal sign sideways. This is very powerful because either you can walk through this gateway or you can go through it divided. And what we're telling you right now is that you're headed divided through it. See, because you don't, when we think about gateways being open and different opportunities for us to do things, we don't have to do it. We're operating in free will. So you can either walk through it as hold, or you can be divided and go through it and stay divided.
Well, I want to be whole. That's
okay.
My whole thing to be.
So, but here's the thing. Let me tell you what you have the major problem with. Your problem is, like Brother Bilal was telling you, is the generator in your life. Your mother is your generator. She's going to be the core foundation. I don't care how many women you get. She's going to be the core foundation of your generating. And you have shut off the generator. You shut the main generator off. Remember in the movie Hancock? You remember the movie Hancock?
Uh-huh.
Remember when he was in the hospital and the guy came up to him and said, it's time to shut her down. That's what you did. You shut down the generator in your life. So what you're regenerating It's not a lot what you want, but here's how you get your generator back up and running. You have to be able to take feedback, and you can't handle feedback.
Can I ask a question?
When I finish, see, you can't take feedback.
Okay.
You're just proving exactly what I said. You can't take feedback. Even when you're speaking on the mic and you hear feedback, it drives you insane. You can't stand feedback. But you have to be able to take feedback. You have to be able to take it in and allow that feedback to come in, particularly because you have some wise women around you, but you don't listen to them because you think, in your mind, you know more than them. So you discount what they have to tell you. So it's not anything personal, but I want you to understand that feedback is going to be your key. Now you can ask your question, and then I'll have one final word for you. Yeah.
My question is, how do I do that with my mom when...
When what?
The hurt that my mom gave me. That's what I said all. I mean,
listen, there's no such thing as a perfect mother or a perfect father. You're a father right now, and there's some things that your children feel hurt by you that you didn't intend to do either. Remember, at the end of the day, we're all doing the very best that we can.
I'm like, it's in my identity of my father and my whole thing with my mom. I grew up for 45 years. He's a man, he might not be my father, and I don't know, can't.
That's right. Yeah, that is a painful thing. That's a very painful thing. But here's the thing that I want you to understand, that your mother did her very best to protect you. She did her very best to protect you. And the man that raised you, the man that was there for you, he truly was your father. Yeah, that was your father, regardless. Because the person who donates their sperm cell is not necessarily the person who's supposed to be fathering you. Remember, we choose our soul groups. And that's kind of tough. I know that's a tough position to hear that, but we choose our soul groups.
I was wondering why I chose this.
Well, here's truth that I want you to understand. At 45 years old, that ain't affecting you. Well, 46. That's not affecting you. Happy birthday, by the way. That's not affecting you. You want to hold on to that so you can now say that this is the reason that these things are happening in your life because the being is causing that. You're causing that. So you want a reason to do what you always felt about your mother anyway, and that is dislike her. You love your mother, but you dislike her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to do, and I know that this has been heartfelt for you, and I know you feel like, you know, you've been lied to your whole life, but I want you to think about, even in your life, I want you to think about yourself, so you don't repeat the pattern that is the one that is at the source of a lot of your pain at this time. So, Miss Blue, want to send you a big hug and a big kiss, and a big hug and a kiss. And here's what I'm going to do for you, okay? Because even that, and even though I feel your tears as a mother, even that is not going to excuse you from doing your work. So we're going to make sure tonight that your tears become those tears of joy, and it's okay to get that pain out too. But you need to keep doing your work because you have work here to do. And you have to start claiming your boundaries and understanding where you start and where you end. Because right now you're in so many other people's stories that you can't even begin to add your own story up. So what I'm going to do for you tonight is I'm going to gift you a soul alignment reading by Brother Bilal. This is the part you say something.
Me?
Yes. This would be the time you say something. Some feedback. Yes.
What you were saying was right.
He didn't hear what you said.
But everything you've been saying, Miss Blue, was right.
No, listen, yeah. Listen at what she just told you. Listen very good.
I told you that even though all of those things have happened, it doesn't excuse you from your work. And what we're interested in doing, what I'm interested in doing, is getting you back to love and getting back on your path to your work, because all these things are distractions. So I'm going to be gifting you the soul alignment reading with Brother Bilal.
Okay, thank you. I want to get back to my work. I want to complete my job. That's what I'm down here to do. That's my sole goal.
Yeah. So you can stop wasting time spending your energy hating your mother.
Yourself.
Because yes. Ultimately, that's who you're hating.
Yeah.
You can't have that kind of feeling towards half of you and still survive here. You cannot. It's impossible.
Make sure you email me.
You hear?
Sure you email me.
Email Brother Platt.
My ink pen. What did I just have? My ink pen.
I will email you,
Brother Bilal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will email you, Brother Bilal.
All right. I'm going to get you straight. Don't worry about that, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, forever, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Miss Blue.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I got enough brothers for you to talk to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got my main man. His mama was murdered when he was 5 years old. Imagine what he's dealing with. Yeah. We got you, though. If you serious, if you want man up, we got you. Yeah, if you serious. But I'm going to know if you're serious, I promise you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Email me.
Can you get the email right on the
here's
the email, Miss Blue. You have Miss Blue email? Email Miss Blue.
Yeah. Yes, you can email me. I'll give it to you, or it's here in the show notes because your work starts now. I didn't gave out the email address. It's here. You can find Brother Bilal's email.
She gifted a whole reading, so I knew you could find the email on your own.
Yes, I was saying that she put it on the, her notes. I went and go look at the show.
Okay.
Everything right there. I find somebody come on her show.
All right,
okay.
There you go.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Ms.
Love
Blue.
You, bro.
You're
love
welcome.
Brother.
Love you, too. Peace
out,
and love. Oh, gotta love the brothers. Gotta love the brothers.
Yes.
21 minutes
but this,
left.
But this is what the algebra then did, because we don't understand that X is that unknown.
Yes, yes.
XY chromosome is unknown. X don't know why. We have to figure out why.
Yes.
We are here for a supreme purpose, supreme wisdom. We are here supreme intelligence. When you go to damn Pizza Hut, if you order the supreme, that means everything comes on it.
That's right.
You don't ask for a supreme and tell them leave this off and that off and this. That's not a damn supreme. We got to take everything we put on the fucking pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be supreme if everything not on it.
So true.
You just have
so
to understand what it is and what's the chronological order. Please understand the chronological order. Chromosomes, they're talking about chronological. You got to get your order right and get you a goal. Stop being aimless because you keep hitting nothing. X marks the spot. Please.
Yes. Powerful.
I got more than enough brothers to talk to them after I finish.
Yes.
Whip them right in shape. Go to the next one.
Yes, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in area code 302. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Brian calling from Delaware.
Okay, greetings to you, Brian, from Delaware.
Greetings. Greetings, Brother Bilal.
Yes.
All
right, Brian, how you feeling, brother?
Let's get your
I'm
birthday.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday is
10/01/87. 1987. Got that energy, that 11 energy going right there. What's going on with you, big brother? How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I always get excited when I'm on the remix.
All right, that's a good thing.
Did
Tell
you
us
do
what's
this?
Not adding up.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Ms. Blue. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, did you get a chance to do the spirit quest?
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
It was very interesting because this time I was able to follow through a little more clearly and visually, seeing a lot of colors and detail and feeling.
Were you able to plug the cord in and then plug into your solar plex?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was, yes.
Okay. So what's
Tell
not
us add, what, yeah, there we go. What's not adding up?
Adding up?
What's not adding up?
We're not sure. I took the first caller's answer really to heart about my perception of things. Now, funny because I've been saying the number or the time 11/11 twice today. And
okay.
A lot of things are slowly adding up as I try to think less and just, you know, go with stuff. I guess things that are not adding up is still a little of my, in my head, my timing, which, you know, is responsible.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you the one thing that's not adding up for me. And confirm your birth date again with me.
October 1st, 87.
Oh,
okay.
I thought you said.
And, this the thing is not adding up for me.
Mm-hmm.
You out of balance with your multiplication, meaning you got too much shit going on at one time. You're doing too much multitasking. Jack of all trades, master of none. This is where most of your issues are coming from.
I'm kind of.
You what now?
I was thinking about that too, about that repetition.
You have too much going on at one time. You're not getting nothing done, nothing finished. And what happened here is, for bottom line, you're lazy. If the root of it, you're very lazy. You're hands on, and you know your hands need to be in it, and you're not going to get it if your hands don't get dirty. Stop being so diplomatic. Are you willing to go to war for what you truly love? You gotta stop being so diplomatic and so passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the whole war show was about. It was going to war to keep the peace. But are you willing to go to war for what you say you believe, what you love? Tell me one thing you're willing to die for. If you don't get shit to die for, you're not doing it. Because you're going to die any goddamn way. So this is about you asking why shit not going on. Why? It's because of your order is not in chronological order. And you're not accepting the teacher. Your teacher come in many different forms, but you don't want to accept instructions and direct. You don't want to follow directions. You don't want nobody to tell you what to do. But you want to tell everybody what to do. It's a contradiction. That's why your best leaders follow. Because we need an example of what it looks like to lead. So you wondering why things not multiplying and why you're not cashing checks? Because you need a reality check. For real. Follow directions. And get your hands dirty. Go do the work. Stop sending other people to do your work. Go do your own work. You visual, I love it. Visual artist, the dreamer, all that graphic shit, that's your fit. That's what you do. Do it. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real, real powerful. Let me ask you a question. Did you say your name was Brian?
Yes.
Brian, let me ask you a question. Who's the boss?
I am the boss. I am myself.
Do you really believe you're the boss?
Yes, because I listen to what people have to offer and say, but I still follow my own ideas.
So you do what Brother Bilal said. You don't listen to nobody.
I can't believe you said a fan said that.
He said I'm the boss. Because I don't listen to what nobody say.
So I feel like I've gotten lists or asked for a lot of different teachers to learn because I want to get better.
Yeah, I hear you when you say you really want to get better, but you still are the boss. And so if you're the boss, who are you bossing around?
Myself.
Because that's what bosses do, right? They boss people around, right? That's what a boss does.
Yeah.
The reason I want to tell you about that is because, you know, one of the things I want you to do, just like even now how you're speaking and you're talking in a very polite tone and you're talking in a very gentle tone, most of the time, that's how you speak to people. Wouldn't you agree? That's your conversation when you're talking with people. That's how it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what they don't know is that you having a whole nother conversation inside your mind. And in your mind, you ain't saying no nice shit. It ain't nothing nice coming in that mind. That mind is saying completely the opposite of what you're saying. And this is what I want you to know, that I really want you to work on allowing your emotions to flow, because you don't. You stop your emotions, and you become very emotionless. And so, therefore, it's almost as if nothing bothers Brian, nothing upsets Brian, nothing gets Brian really excited, nothing makes Brian happy. You're just standing. It's like looking down the hallway but not walking. And you've done this so well because you've learned this skill from a very early age. You learned this when you were about 11 or 12 years old. This is when you really started to master how you can become emotionless. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So here's what I want you to do. Are you someplace where you can kind of get loud right now?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I can get loud anywhere. I just choose not to.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You wouldn't get loud anywhere. What I want you to do is I want you, at the top of your voice, I want you to scream what you hate as loud as you can.
What do I hate?
Can't think of anything?
I feel like I'm thinking of too many things, which is the same thing as nothing.
Okay, so let's do this. Scream at the top of your lungs of what you love. And what was that? What was that you loved?
Flowers. I like flowers.
You like flowers. You love flowers. How did that feel?
Yeah.
Did that make you, because you came, that made you come outside your comfort zone a lot?
Yeah, because I don't think I love flowers.
Really, because you're coming to a closing out of a lot of things in your life in this cycle you're in. So it really is time. You've been wanting to be the boss. You getting ready to see how much of the boss you're going to have to be for real. Because, you know, a boss handles their business. And you're going to have to get ready. You got a serious life lesson coming up in a couple of months here that really is going to be about you being the boss. And you're truly going to have to feed your spirit for real. It's time for you, you like to play, to get out a box of crayons, and you need to start giving yourself a purpose. You need to draw out all of these emotions. You need to draw out all of this pain you feel inside, and you need to draw out all of this love. You need to let it start pouring out of you, and you need to start really speaking your truth, because it's going to be important you're able to speak up for yourself and get your voice back. And this will be one time that nobody else can speak for Brian. Brian is going to have to do this very clear and very precise. There you go. So that's what I got for
bro.
The boss. That's what I got for the boss.
Right, Brian. All right. Get on your work, man.
Yes, get on your work. Peace and love to you, Brian. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. Well, you guys, we have about 6 minutes left to go in the forum. We are going to go into the after hours here a little bit. I do want to remind you to definitely reach out to Brother Bilal at Bilal The Experience. He does those amazing soul alignment readings, as well as the soul calendars that really kind of help you map your way out throughout a 12-month cycle so that you can see exactly where you are and where you're going to. They have been very powerful. You guys always email me and let me know how powerful these sessions have been. And you can email Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And just let him know you're interested in the readings that he have, the services, or even to purchase his book. Also, I want to remind you, courtesy of the Perfect Wealth Union and Brother Dietrich and the whole crew out there in California, they will be hosting. Brother Bilal is going to be going to California. Big up.
California love.
That's it. And also hosted by The Remix as well, too. We will be sponsoring Brother Bilal. about to go out there as well. So it's your opportunity to come up close and personal, to be live and in living color, to see Brother Bilal perform and do his magic and do his work. It is definitely going to be an experience. So if you can get there, you want to get there. It's definitely a place to be. Email Brother Bilal, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com to get all the goodies and the details, and that's coming soon. So we're going to get ready to go into the after hours. I want to remind you, you can jump on the phone lines now if you want. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'll scoot over a little bit for you. We'll make room for you. And if you don't catch us on here, then you can definitely download. Remember, if you like the show, we want you to like it. Like it on Facebook. Like it on Twitter. Like it all over. Or subscribe. You can subscribe to iTunes. Leave a comment over there on iTunes as well, too. That just helps kind of give that feedback and spread the love all over the world. So, you guys, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep taking some more calls. We're live in the remix.
Let's talk about
what's not adding up? The mathematics of life.
The mathematics of life.
Yes.
Yes.
We're go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yay. Greetings. This is Nadia from Boston.
Greetings.
Hey, Boston.
Greetings, Boston in the house. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Nadia.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Nadia Blue, Brother
Bilal. Oh, yes. Hey.
Hi. All right. Let me get your birthday while you tell us what's going on.
All righty. It's 5/10/75.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up soon. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
So did you get a chance to do the spirit quest?
I did. I just got on the line a few minutes before you started it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a good time. I love you guys. My suit was white, which I thought was really interesting, and my horse is white. And it felt like a solar plexus orgasm, which I've never had before. But it sure felt like that. It was so yummy. I just had a really good time with it, and it was tingling all over.
Beautiful.
Down to my feet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you didn't catch none of the show about the mathematics?
I caught a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
I'm getting ready to show you your part. You should have caught because your math not adding up in the vision. You don't want to divide.
Okay, divide. Let's do it. Okay. All right, tell me more. I'm writing down. Mm-hmm.
All right. Dividing, separating.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah. And do this. Give us, write this word down. Got this keyword for you.
Okay.
I need you, look, get the synonyms, antonyms, get everything you need to know about this word. Let me know when you're ready to write it.
I'm ready.
Rejection.
Okay, rejection.
You should know about that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You should know about that one. All right. What's happening here, and see what's happening with the division, is the separating, it's the split, and especially the split you're trying to do from your mother. Tell us about that relationship with you and your mom.
I was adopted at a very young age.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't really have a strong relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the mother I was raised with, she's, transitioned on and everything.
Okay.
But my biological mother.
Right.
Yeah, we, don't really know each other. We're like, not connected.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk on the phone, but it's not, not like heavy-duty depth conversation. It's more surface stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just please, because in order to figure things out, you're going to have to separate it. You're going to have to, you know what it's like? It's like separating the ingredients to see what's going to go in the pie you're making. You have to separate the ingredients. And then when you put all the ingredients together, it don't taste like you really like it, then you could go back and trace it and see what it might have been to make it taste so bad, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of your bad taste is coming from you don't want to take a damn break.
Okay. Don't want to take a break. Mm-hmm.
What's stopping you from taking a vacation?
So, I have 3 children, and
what's stopping you from all of y'all going on vacation? What'd that mean?
Right.
Well, nothing. I won't allow anything to stop. How about that? So.
There you go.
Yep.
When we stop making excuses.
Yep. Mhm.
No matter how long it takes to save up for the vacation, it's
mm-hmm.
something you have to put in place. See, we're talking about even separating from work sometime because it's time to take a break sometime because you can't figure shit out if you constantly grinding. It's just metal on metal.
Mm.
You have to take, yes, you have to step back and take some time for yourself.
Yes, I feel you, Brother
Stop
Bilal.
Making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Stop making excuses. Because everything you're equating is to some sad story. Because all of this is a sad story with family and relationships. You could write the next album for Mary J. Blige. She'll blow the fuck back up.
I don't even dig her too
much. My life. I'm telling you. It don't matter. I bet you like My Life. That album she made.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't like Sade.
I do like Sade, but I don't listen
I know
to her
you
anymore.
Do.
Because I used to
yeah.
be back in that mode. I know what you're talking about. I used to listen
yeah,
to her.
Yeah, because you drag that real sorrow energy, especially when you feel like you've been rejected.
Okay, I feel you. Mm-hmm.
You ever applied for a job and turned it down?
Applied for a job and turned it down.
Like you apply for a job and then you go for the interview and then you say, oh, I don't want this job.
No, but I can dig what you're saying.
Well,
mm-hmm.
just like you looking for this relationship and the guy show up and say, nah, I don't like this guy. But throw him back in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all forms of rejection.
Gotcha.
Stop putting out what you don't like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stop putting out what you don't like. And mm-hmm. don't make the 3 babies the excuse for anything.
I feel you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, just powerful information. I pulled the card for you out of the Kim deck, and card I pulled for you is card number 29, which is Sister Munya. It's about everything Brother Bilal talked about, birthright, and it's about focus. It's
okay.
about focus. It's about focus, and it is about vision. It's about the solution, which is what Brother Bilal spoke about earlier, the
mm-hmm.
soul, S-O-U-L, and then Lucian, the solution,
mm-hmm.
you know, being
mm-hmm.
able to get down to the soul purpose of what's going on here. And too much of what has happened throughout your life, based upon what you feel on the inside and what's happening on the outside and what you felt you were connected to and that you had to do, it's too much of the mentality, fake it till you make it.
Okay.
And so what has simply happened, that hasn't worked for you. You can't fake it. You're not a good faker at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know the song, "It's Written All Over Your Face." That's
oh,
you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've been told about my facial expressions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also about being caught, you know, really, really being caught in a dream, But I want to share this dream with you because this dream is really from a past life that's really kind of getting you caught up here.
Oh,
and that
okay.
has a lot to do with the rejection. So this is going to take us back to a very early time. And in this particular past life, you were a man and
mm-hmm.
you were a Moor. And I'm sure you've had some dreams about...
Wow.
Yeah. And what happened is your role was really to help to navigate the people so that you guys could avoid being ambushed and attacked. And what had happened is you had just left the place where you stole a whole lot of gold, and you were trying to get the gold back to your group. Mm. And you were the leader. You were the person who was to go out front.
Mm-hmm.
And you did. You went out front, and you led. And then you decided that the group should split up because you didn't think that you guys could all make it. And what you did is you decided to take the path that you knew you could make it back. And as a result, only four of you made it back, and the rest were killed.
Wow. Mm.
And so in this life, what's important to you is you don't want to make no mistakes on your watch. And as a result of you trying not to make no mistakes, that's all you keep making.
Okay.
Because you want it, you don't want it ever to look like that you are not one. In fact, when you get pressed up against a wall or somebody tries to force you into a position, you will say, I get nothing. I don't know how to do it. You'll back yourself out because you don't want to take the lead. And this is what's shutting down your vision. This is why you cannot see solutions to your own problem, because you are truly a seer here in this life. You can see, but you're using your vision only in the dream world, and you have to begin. You have to begin to bring that full circle and to bring present so that you can start to see. Division is the vision. So when Brother Bilal was talking about you're divided, the division, this is the vision that you have to get into. You have to get into this and understand. One of the things that's so powerful about readings and definitely past lives, it brings a greater understanding to what is happening in the time now. So you have to begin to learn how to put the yellow and the blue together to make the green and listen to your heart for real.
Okay.
Even the card 29, Sudarmanya, is green because this has to do with the heart chakra.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cindy, love.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing it all down. I'm with you. I am writing every bit down. So.
Yeah.
What do I do to get started? Where? Because the dream, you are on point with everything, as always. Trust. Like, sometimes I'll just lay down just so I can go into dream state because the vision is so strong.
You got to start dreaming with your eyes open.
You've done too much
dreaming with your eyes closed. Now you got to start dreaming with your eyes open. That's the vision that Brother Bilal was talking about. You got to get back into the vision. How you get into the vision, you got to take the lead. See, you can't just want to be the hidden leader. You can't be the hidden leader. And you can't say after you the leader and shit went bad that you wasn't really the leader. No, you either are the leader or you're not.
Yes. I feel you.
And here's something else that's key for leaders. Leaders got to know when to follow. Leaders got to know when to take a break. Leaders got to know enough. Shut it down. Go to bed. Close your eyes. Go to sleep. Leaders got to know that. See, leaders just don't lead. In fact, that is the end result of everything else that leaders do. So leaders got to know how to take a break. That's what leaders got to know. You got to know, we shutting it down. We gonna take the whole family and we going to go do something for us. Leaders got to know that.
Yes. True.
Let me ask you a question. What is your favorite day of the week?
My favorite day, I have
this,
two.
This is what, well, hold on. This is what I want you to do. I want you to tell us, just tell us your favorite day.
Sunday.
What I want you to do
is... Yeah, two. What the other one? I want to hear the other
Thursday.
One.
Yeah. Thursday's the other one.
Okay.
Sunday and Thursday. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to email me for the answer to that. Yeah, email me for the answer to that. I'm going to share some things with you on how you can get started.
Okay.
Everybody who's self-invested, they know the answer. They know about them days. They know the answer. But I want you to email me, and I'll share that with you. Definitely share that with you. Yeah. But this is really about bringing full circle. Do some research. Do some studies just on looking up the Moors and looking them up in some of their things. Anything that stands out to you, you know, really kind of take that in. The great thing about the records is just hearing this causes what I call a DNA explosion. Because you can even think back to things in your life of why you do certain things, and it starts to make sense for you. So pay attention to your dreams. Yeah, pay attention to your dreams, but I need you to start dreaming with your eyes open. So start mapping out your day like it's a dream. Dream it. See that vision. You know, because you have a lot of clairvoyancy. Start working that energy. But you got to start investing in yourself. Invest in yourself for real. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You guys are so the best. I love it. Okay, I got to say thank you. I love you all. I love you. And thank you for Soul Sisters Workshop.
There you go.
I just want to give you a big shout out and Sister Esther. That was magnificent. Magnificent.
Yes.
And I will email you and you as well, Brother Bilal. Love you guys.
All right.
Love you as well.
All right. Send you love, sister.
Yes. All right. Beautiful. Well, such a beautiful, beautiful share here tonight. The mathematics. Life, learned so much about understanding, Brother Bilal. Thank you so much. I want you to just kind of leave us with some closing notes here as we get ready to close out.
Don't stop looking for solutions.
Yeah.
Whenever you feel you're in a situation that you perceive as a problem, it's only a distraction. Your higher self won't give you anything you can't handle. You just have to figure out how to handle it. That's why I say God doesn't give you nothing you can't handle. Figure out a way to solve it. Stop looking to solve it by yourself. Reach out to the people that's closest to you. Stop getting caught on your worst behavior.
Yes.
Ask the people next to you. You'd be surprised who have the answer. Get out of problems. Go into solution.
Powerful.
Looking forward to Cali, and I love you, Remix family. Miss Blue, thank you.
You're always welcome.
Good.
Yes, always a pleasure to have you on your platform, Brother Bilal. Everyone, BilalExperience@gmail.com. Reach out to Brother Bilal. Definitely, if you're in California and you want to find out about those dates coming up in June, as well as the soul alignment reading and the soul calendars. So just powerful information and a share
Thank
here.
You.
Download, everybody. We're going to get ready to close out. Want you to have an amazing week. Go over on Facebook. Like it on Facebook. Go to the Facebook group. Like it on Twitter. Like it as well on iTunes and subscribe as well. And leave a message. Leave a comment. So peace and love to everyone out there. And we'll see you back here next Friday night live in the Remix. Much love, warm spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the Remix.